Madam Secretary, if you would certify a quorum by calling the roll.
Alon. Teresa Allen.
Wait, 1 minute. Let's start over again. This meeting is called to order, Madam Secretary.
Alon Piran. Teresa Allen. Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Adriana Casane.
Present.
Mary Elena Castaneda-Ellos.
No.
Phil Collins. Don Cook.
He's here, but he stepped out.
He's
sworn
downstairs.
Okay. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Anissa Faruqi. Hank Lamb. He said he was on his excuse desk.
Okay.
Dwayne Lark.
Present.
Gerald Lynch.
Here.
Susie Moreno.
Present.
Susan Radwin.
Present.
Nancy Severa Naratomi. Deborah Shafto.
Here.
Ted Weiskel.
Here.
Kevin White.
Yo.
Venetia Patel Adams.
No, not here.
Tony Cox. Joseph Davis.
Present.
Mike Lewis.
Present.
George Ryder.
Here.
And Cliff Smith.
No.
Dwayne Bradley.
No.
Okay.
Was this everything?
We have 14, Mr. Chair. We have four.
Four has been certified. Let's proceed. We have the approval of the agenda. Yes, sir. Mr. Ted.
I would like to move up item number 13, next meetings, and add to that the town hall meeting that is scheduled for this Sunday and the underwriting meeting that is scheduled for tomorrow at 7 p.m., and I'm not sure where we're meeting.
For those of you who are taking notes, you already have on 13. If you would put that, if there are no objections, if you would put that under 13, and we have an A, a B, and make that C, and he's asking to move 13 to what?
Surname.
Right after. Yes, ma'am.
I think that I don't see it here. Maybe I'm wrong, but we said that after public comment, we would have the delegates meeting.
So why don't we take care of that after we take care of this? Because I do see it only one or two different.
So that'll be 7D is the delegates meeting?
7B.
The delegates?
No. Madam PNB member,
yes.
Where do you we suggested that the 1D, right?
After reading of the meeting?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's go ahead and make it E.
Well, it was noticed for 8. Oh, excuse me, Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
It was noticed for 8:30, I think, wasn't it? The delegates meeting?
Yes, it
was. Noticed for 8:30. That's what I'm saying, that maybe we should keep it after public comment.
I have no problem with that. Because we generally, well, I would say then that would have to go as low as since the general manager hasn't arrived yet. Perhaps it will arrive. 3A seems to be a more reasonable time that we may get pick that back up, because we'll probably go into the public session by that.
Request for information.
Yes.
You said something about underwriting meeting. Is that a committee now, or what is
that? Yes. That's a standing business that we approved and agreed to last meeting, of which is going to be talking about underwriting.
Okay.
And that's now going to be under 7A. And I'm taking the delegates meeting so that we can have it right at 8:30 after the public session, which we always move up automatically anyway, no matter where it's on the agenda. So let's go with the A for the delegates meeting.
Item 15.
Yes.
The only problem that we have, we already scheduled that.
8:30. I'm expecting us to be after Pacifica National Board about 8:30. That's why I say put it there.
Okay.
I'm just trying to anticipate. And if it's wrong, we'll make adjustments so that we do have it at 8:30. Okay?
Yeah. What we say is at certain 8:30 p.m.
Certain time, which is immediately after the public session. So it seems to be in congruence with the whole agenda. Hold on. All right. Yes, sir.
A couple of months ago, I had asked that to be added to the agenda. I don't think we've ever done this. That LSB would conduct a self-assessment, as the many boards do. And so I'd like that to be added to old business. Should have been carried forward from before.
If it was never there, you can't carry something over.
Well,
I do recall you mentioning it.
I'd
but
email.
You've been at the last two meetings and knowing that you make a point of it. So it can be added tonight. I have no objections to that, but we can't go back and create something that never existed.
Okay, well, I was going to ask to be put on old business, but if you want to put on our new business, that's okay.
I think that would be, I have no problem putting it on old business, because I know we're not going to get to it anyway.
Well, after 2A?
Yes, that's fine. I have no problem with that.
After what?
After 2A.
We never get that far down to the agenda. If that's why we're trying to move up some priorities.
2A?
Frankly,
Roman numeral, it's 11, sorry.
Okay.
New business,
11,
A.
11?
Yeah.
And I hope the next board and the next chair take that up, because that would be certainly appropriate for the new board coming on to do exactly that exercise. But for our purposes tonight and any subsequent meetings we may have, we do have an order of business, and particularly our amendments that were sent down to us from the Pacifica National Board, which is a priority tonight, as well as a couple other things. So I think we have pretty much a synergy of the agenda. If there's any other additions or subtractions, let's move forward. Hearing none, we're now at the reading of the minutes, and the minutes were issued electronically to you. And as always, we ask that you read them. And if you didn't read them, we ask that you do. The secretary made copies at her own expense. For that, I had perused them. I find no adjustments necessary. If you do, let's go ahead and take a look at them for now, and let's prove them subject to any future corrections. Go right ahead. Please take this time.
July 13th.
The first ones went down was the October 12th regular session. And now we're going to pass around one set for you to look at for the July 13th. Okay, so we've got two sets going out. I'm going to take a look at them because I didn't see this one.
Redlands for sound.
This go along the side.
I don't know. I think so. Did you get them over there?
Do you have the second set of minutes over there?
There's a second set, meaning that
you do.
Whatever you have, what date you have?
October 12th.
Okay, so each one of y'all can have a copy of that. But the July 13th, one is moving from this side, and this one is moving down. July 13th is moving down to you. So if you've had an opportunity to look at October 12th, which each of you have a copy of, are there any corrections? Yes, sir.
I would like to request that the secretary go back and amend this thing. I want you to... Under agenda approval, it says Ted Weisbell request to add LSB to the community. It is added to 5B. I have no idea what the heck that means.
What is this?
Under the agenda, the minutes of October the 12th, the language under agenda approval, and the Roman numerals missing makes it hard for people to know where the heck I'm talking about right now, but these 5 years from now, if anybody wanted to go back and reread this stuff, it would make absolutely no sense to them. The same thing with George Wright, request to move 11C to 5C. Doesn't make sense.
Well, testimony. It has to make sense because you just did that. When you requested that an item be moved from a place, that when an individual look at the agenda, if they have access to the agenda online, they can refer to the fact that originally the agenda stated that this item was 11C. So for corrective purposes, this secretary aptly put, for lack of confusion, that it was moved to 8D. So really, it's a minute issue, and I don't believe it's necessary to change it at all. Go ahead.
I think adding the word agenda might be helpful.
Please. Go right ahead.
I made some suggestions which I was going to give to the secretary. I would suggest that you start with the agenda, which has the Roman numerals and the letters of the alphabet and the numbers. Then you repeat it and create the minutes from that so that everything that's on the agenda has a number assigned to it. So when you say somebody moved something from 1A to 1C, that in the minutes you can say, you understand what's being moved to. But I would move that we postpone approval of these because there are so many suggestions that how they can be changed. And I'll be happy to give them to the secretary today.
Take that consideration. Yes, ma'am.
I believe that we can solve it if we just add the agenda, the original agenda, attach the original agenda. That would be all. I mean, then everybody can see what is to see. That would solve it now.
I've entertained many motions as chair to postpone minutes. And what my experience, I'll get to you, what my experience has been, and I hope this collective knowledge can be transferred, unlike most things are done in this body. Knowledge and information not transferred to the new incoming regime. But what happens when you have members, like this member just suggested, we table, that we postpone? We've done that over the last 4 or 5 years ad nauseum. And what happened was when one of our members filed an AG report, an AG complaint to the California Attorney General against this corporation, one of the requirements that we had to do, and he helped do it, was to compile 5 to 7 years of agendas and minutes that had never been approved. But guess what? We had to approve them, and not having even been a part of it, this is what Robert rules and our bylaws allow us to do. But the point I'm making here is that you can't successfully run an entity, and when you look at a minute, it's as simple as this, and then you take a minute matter and take 3 or 4 other minute matters and just push it to the side. And then the next month, the next one gets pushed to the side. And then the next month, the next one pushed to the side. The rules we have in place with Robert's rules, as well as our own internal bylaws, say that you can approve minutes with corrections. And you can approve minutes subject to future corrections. So I had said this tirade because I lived through it. And this man, and the one that made the filing, which I won't point out, that caused us to do all of this stuff.
Excuse me.
Well, thank you for your honesty. And caused us thousands of hours of time to put all this together over years, and the money that it cost to respond to that, it's just, to my opinion, as an outgoing chair, you can complain about a whole lot of dysfunctions going on. But this kind of nonsense, you ought to stop with the next regime, because this is what we've been spending 15 to 25 minutes on a document that absolutely, when I was a child and I was taught Robert Rules of Order, I was told that you only report items of actionable items on a minutes. And so if there are no actionable items really on this agenda, and I'll yield back, sir, but I think after 2 years of this, I think I have a right to speak. And therefore, I wanted to put that in the record, that this is how we get into this mess for 4 or 5 or 6 years, but kicking the can down the road. I'll recognize this gentleman first, since I heard him first.
Well, I have my hand up, too.
I'll recognize you. Actually, you were first, and then you said.
Okay.
I deduce that. Correct.
I don't care.
You were first.
Okay. Well, first I want a second. Teresa's motion. I want a second. Teresa's motion. And, well, I won't comment on the long speech that you had, but, you know, we only got this a few hours ago. I had 2 meetings before this. I didn't have a chance to review them. And I think Teresa's right. We should append the, Adrian, I was saying the same thing. We should append the draft minutes so that you can tell what it is that it's referring to. I don't think we can approve it without knowing it. And I certainly didn't have time to check my notes because of the, we got this so late. So I just, without going into details, I think we should postpone the consideration so we have a chance to review this. You're right, we need to get them reproved. I'm not suggesting we postpone it indefinitely, but just till the next meeting so we have a chance to read over this and so that this can be...
And then, of course, the next...
The draft minutes can be...
Next 14 or 15 that come on will say, well, we want to familiar with it, so we need to read
it. We only got this a few hours ago.
I'd like to support the chair on this. I mean, seriously, come on, folks. I mean, my God, you know, like, did everybody here just want to be some sort of proofreader locked in a closet somewhere or something? It's a ridiculous, stupid waste of time. And, I mean, not everything will be litigated 20 years from now, nor is going to be important for some sort of historian 30 years ago to try to look through and look at minuscule, you know, things. I mean, please, don't just move on. So prove it subjective to, you know, and just move on. Don't just kick the can down the road so that the next board can fart around for hours and hours of stupidity. That's my point.
My request for information.
Excuse me. I need to recognize this gentleman.
I wanted to say what I was talking about, what the confusing wording. And actually, that's kind of verbatim from what happened that night, because even I didn't figure out what it was until far later in the meeting. What it was is you were talking about the LSB show, the report to the community. That, and somehow it wasn't described that way when you were originally talking about it, so it was just an accident. Miswording, but that's the way it was miswording originally, and just it needs to be corrected later. That's it.
Suggestion,
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
My request for information is what can we do right now to move beyond this? What language would you like to get us to the next item on the agenda?
There's a motion on the floor. The motion has been seconded. I'd like to dispose of that motion. Yes, ma'am.
What is that motion?
Yes, ma'am. Chair recognizes Ms. Casaneda.
Ma'am, we approve Alien just attaching the agenda to every minute, and we approve it. And we always said if anybody have any correction to do later on, the secretary is willing to correct. I mean, you know,
we've operated that way for the last several months.
I move that we approve it attaching the agenda. That's it.
Yes, ma'am.
Since she's amending my motion, which was to postpone until corrections were made, postpone approval until the corrections were made, who decides whether the corrections that I want made require approval of the whole body? I have some small things like the misspelling of Deb Shapiro's name, for example, where there's two F's in here, but I have some things that are a little bit more... And some things that need to be capitalized, perhaps in quotes.
But are those material items of an agenda, or are those what you would call typographical issues?
Some are typos, but if I have something a little bit more formal, when Adriana Casaneda and you say we can always go back and change, who makes the decision about whether the changes are going to be made?
Well, I think it's fairly clear that if we use the policy that if you found something in 2015 November minutes that was incorrect and you brought it to this body's attention, who's ever serving then it would be that body that says, let's amend those minutes. Okay? So if you find something, if you won't be on the body, and you have one of the persons who are on the body come to amend that. Because things can be amended.
So are you saying, Mr. Chair, that I'm going to give these to the secretary, and the secretary doesn't have any difficulty with, you know, 7 of the 12 suggestions, but then the other 4 she has problems with, then she has to bring it to the body to be
approved? Recognizing the point of order.
Just for the record, whatever changes anyone wants to make have to be read before the body, and the body has to approve or object. That's it. You won't just hand a piece of paper to somebody.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to remind everybody that we have group guidelines, standing and special rules, and it's part of what I do too. He said that it's up to the secretary to do the minutes. If we have corrections that are just, so we say, spelling, things like that, we should send it to the secretary. If the secretary disagrees, we have a recording, and we can listen to the recording and make, but 25 minutes.
And 5 minutes were allowed for this process, and we've used 22.
Request for information. What is the motion before the body?
Well,
mine first is an amendment of Teresa.
Okay, originally the motion was to postpone improvement until certain unstated corrections are made. That's as much as I got out of the motion. The amendment to the motion is that the motion be the minutes be approved subject to the concerned issues and corrections made to.
And the attachment of the
agenda. And the attachment of the original agenda. So, in effect, the original motion is covered. So, to answer your question, if those corrections are not made, to your satisfaction, I suppose, and when it comes back, this body will still have to approve it.
Well, if you want me to make my corrections now, verbally, I can do that, so we don't have to go over it in the next meeting.
I have no problem with that, and I think there were a couple other folks who wanted correction, so we thought that the proper thing to do would be not to take the time up in this meeting, which we're only 1/10 of an agenda, and we all out of 25 items, we're at the number 3 item. So why would we spend more time articulating when we can do that on the internet by sending the secretary the corrections that we need to be made? And all of us can do it all at once or at our pleasure instead of trying to do it in this meeting. Yes, ma'am.
If appropriate, I'd like to second Adriana's motion and call the question.
It's her agenda, her amendment.
And so then, we'll call the question. So the amendment to the original motion is to approve the minutes subject to corrections stated by this member and any other member that said to the secretary the stated correction to be taken up at the next meeting. That's the amendment. Meaning you get to vote on it at the next meeting to approve the minutes.
That's not the
That's not your original motion, but that is her amendment.
No, my amendment was to approve, attach the agenda, and approve the minutes.
Subject to the correction.
Well, that is all we don't need to say. It's always members got the option.
Those of you are prepared to vote, those in favor of the amendment, please raise your hands.
To attach the agenda. Oh.
Okay, let's try this again. Those of you in favor of the amendment, please raise your hands high so I can see. Thank you. Those opposed? Motion carries. Now, the original motion.
As amended.
Actually, it is superfluous.
It's actually a substitute.
But are you satisfied? Are you satisfied with this?
No, I just want to vote against it. I want the right to vote against
it. Those in favor of the original motion, please raise your hands.
That's not the way it works.
Those of you in favor of the original motion as amended, please raise your hands.
As amended.
Yes.
As amended.
Those opposed? Motion carried. All right. Next up, KPFT recognition. Okay, Pacifica National Board report. We have...
The chair?
Yes.
If there's no recognitions, may I kind of make an announcement?
Why not?
So there's actually a fundraiser happening right now to benefit Standing Rock and those who are protesting the Dakota Access Pipeline. And so since all of us are not at the fundraiser and we're here, you're welcome to put donations in that bag and we'll get it to the people. It's going to go half to Standing Rock and half to people that are fighting the TLLP pipeline.
TPP. Well, TPP is the trade agreement.
Right. No, it's the pipeline.
TPLP.
Yes.
Yeah. And the CLT and the DME and all of them.
And also, if you don't want to donate into there, you can get with me later after the meeting, and I'll give you the online address to donate to their legal fund. Thank you.
I have some recognitions.
Good.
Okay. I wanted to recognize Robin Lewis for all of her hard work. She will be. Since she'll be leaving KPFT at the end of this month. As well, I'd like to recognize Egberto Willis and Tucker Wilson. Martha Bowie, Marlo Blue, and Hedy Van Bakel for their work producing the election coverage, both involved in yesterday's expanded local news, which went from 30 minutes to 2 hours, rolling into Amy Goodman, and then an expanded open journal program this morning that went for 2 hours as well. I was going to also, I wanted to recognize the Indie Media Show for bringing in the Standing Rock folks who came in several times, but I met some of them Friday night. And really, it's one of the unique things KPFT does, bringing in people from movements like that. It was nice also seeing Eddie Garcia, our former events and outreach coordinator. So I want to acknowledge him, too, because he's working now at the pilot out on navigation, which is where this is going on right now. I'd rather be there, but, you know, that's life. I imagine half of us would. And finally, I'd like to acknowledge all the kids and their mentor from the Houston Academy for International Studies. Some of y'all call them the Trey Kids. Every Friday they come into KPFT. They'll be there every Friday. If school's in session, they're there, and they will be up until next May. It's a real exciting thing to be involved with them, so I wanted to acknowledge them.
Would you read
for their...
What's their title again?
Well, it's the Houston Academy of International Studies, HAIS. It's the high school right there, Elgin and 288, and their mentor, advisor, Stephanie. For Stephanie Coleman for her work. I think that's my list.
What are they doing when they come in?
Well, I can talk about that in the manager's report. I mean, it's just a recognition.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. If there are no others, let me take this opportunity to recognize Dr. Obi Duque Kamau Adriana has done, in my opinion, a thankless job after leaving the air, after being on KPFT for an upteen number of years at the 9 o'clock hour and giving it up after the last two or three years, coming back in the last month or two to take over Cliff's shift for a temporary and stand up there at 2 o'clock in the morning. I tried it with him a time or two, but I have to say thank you, Dr. Kamau, for holding down the fort, and hopefully that thing will work itself out. Next up, Pacifica National Board report. We are at 7:33. We have allotted 15 minutes, which you always extend, so I just want you to keep in mind, let's not extend past 12 minutes so that we can be on time with the public session and go into our special delegates meeting. Yes, ma'am. Mike?
Okay, I just want to let everybody know that Frank Dewey, who's a board operator on the prison shove, he's in the hospital with pneumonia, and I'll get a car to put it up at the station, get everybody to sign it for him. We'll wish him the best of luck. He's recovering, but he's an old guy, and he's a fighter.
He's from the original.
He's from the original prison
show. All right. Yep, I'm keeping them in prayers, those of you who are praying people. We're going to allot the 15 minutes, and again, if you extend, I'm going to remind you not to extend too much, but generally we go with the junior member of the PNB, and I believe we have a full complement here tonight. So, junior member?
I'm actually unprepared, so I'm going to go last.
Next junior member would be Alana. Alana Perium has arrived. Let the record reflect.
What?
Let the record reflect, Ms. Anissa Pakui.
Farouk.
That's what I was saying. Go right ahead. Well, don't take too much of your time.
I'm sorry.
You're the next junior member.
Yeah. Okay. So, elections, a few problems there, no doubt. Hopefully, everyone's read the local election supervisor's report. There's some problems with how they calculate. There's problems in how they calculate the write-ins. Our local election supervisor, I believe, is the only one we have approved report. We have still yet to get one from the National Election Supervisor, who's been ill. Audit committee, we're as always behind. We're getting through. We have financial problems, as you well know. We have we're strapped for cash. Our stations aren't paying in their central services, and. Most of them. So anyway, we're having, same old problems, and I would like to use the rest of my time for answering questions.
Okay, are there any questions?
I've got a question.
Go right ahead. And then
there was an email sent by somebody, Tracy Rosenberg, at least to me and some other people, claiming that one of the numerous ones, claiming that $50,000 was spent on some sort of routine report for, the nonprofit status of Pacifica, when it normally should cost like $5,000 or $10,000. Was that raised at the meeting? And if so, that's a serious problem. And if it's why, that's very serious. If it's true, it's very serious, and I have no way charges like this are made. So, do you have any comments on that?
No, I don't.
Was that discussed at all?
No, that her missing came off afterwards in response to that meeting.
So who is she? Is she a board member?
No.
No, she's
past.
Yeah, from Berkeley.
So maybe they could address this to Bill or somebody. I mean, are these types of charges always made in informal emails after the board meetings? Or are they ever raised during the board meetings when they could actually be addressed? Was it true or not? I mean, that's serious, if true.
Now, wait. Before Bill answered that, because we allotted 5 minutes to each member.
He said he
you feel that, too?
Yeah, I don't know.
But do you have a specific question for this P&B member? Go ahead, and then we'll go back to let Bill answer that question during his time.
Have we paid the auditor, and what have you done to request to pay the auditor?
We are still behind on our auditor's payments.
How much?
I can ask. About 24. No. The only thing that is, the audit is ready. We are paying what they ask to give us the audit, and what we need to pay after that is another $11,000.
So we're only $11,000 short.
Yes.
So what are you doing to make sure it gets done? Because that's what's keeping us from getting CPB money.
Well, you know, we need to have the pension paid.
Okay. We need the money in the coffers. We need people to pay their central service fees. You know?
So which is the
and
stations?
And so we'll pay it.
So which is the stations paying the central services?
Pay it.
Is it?
KPFA, KPFK, and WBAI.
Yeah, BAI.
KPFT is didn't pay central service since May.
Okay. Are we paying Raoul
Salvador? I'll clarify later.
I'll catch you. Are we paying Raoul Salvador to be a temporary CFO?
No.
Okay.
His time is up. Now, Bill, I get confused because you got more time having served P&B, but she was elected before you got back on the board, so that makes her the senior. So you go next, and then we finalize.
Okay, well, I forget those several things I interrupt. Well, we were told back in August that there was only about $15,000 more we needed to pay to finish the audit. We never really got a direct answer, but I think that was paid in, we brought it up in early September. I think it was paid in October. It might have been paid at the first of this month. But then since then, and Tracy, you're asking about Tracy Rosenberg, where she was on the P&B for a number of years. I was on there part of the time with her. She was the treasurer. She was the chair of the National Finance Committee for several years. And she still, in my opinion, she probably pays more attention to the financial reports than anybody else in Pacifica. And she does go over in detail. And she and several other of us noticed that in the most recent financial report that we got from the controller, Pacifica's controller, Efren Lorenas, that there was, I believe, $90,000 reported in, I forget which month, maybe in September, for audit. This was in addition to what had already been paid. So we brought this up. I brought it up at the last P&B meeting. We really didn't get an answer. The main problem is that the time is really limited, frankly, by the P&B majority for asking questions when we get to the IED report. So we don't get to ask all the questions. But we never really got a suitable answer why it was costing more. And I specifically asked again, why aren't the audits done and what does it take to get them done? Because it seems like every month we keep hearing it's ready or almost ready and it'll be ready by next month. And then the next month we find, we need to do something else and we need to pay more money. So I still don't know. We're still not getting answers. And I still think that's one of the most serious problems we have. I forget what else was asked.
Just give your report rather than...
Well, I'd rather just answer questions, too. I mean, that's the biggest problem. Our finances are still the biggest problem. Oh, the social services. The last real report we got from Sanya Agarwal, who's our CFO, who resigned in August, we haven't been getting these reports since then, is that KPFT was about 4 months behind. The FBI was maybe 1 or 2 months behind on central services. WPFW, I believe, had paid none for all year. KPFK was almost current for this year, but owed about $250,000 for last year. And KPFT was incurred on the part that goes to PRA. There's part of it goes to the national office, part of it goes to the Pacific Authority Archives. KPFA was maybe a month or two behind, but I think they've caught up since then. Not sure about that. But just to clarify that. So that's You're right, that's one of the big problems. The national office is being strangled because of not getting funding, and we don't have a CFO, and frankly, I don't know how we're going to pay for one right now.
Okay, Teresa, we've heard from you. Let's hear from someone else. Jared, did you have your hand up?
Well, I mean, specifically, I'm going back to the email, $50,000 bill for $990 filing.
Oh, for the $990, yeah.
Yes.
That's not the audit.
Claims it cost, she's done it many times, it costs $5,000 to $10,000. Is this a true charge or not?
I assume it is. The 990 is the, you know, the income tax return. It is kind of involved for an organization like Pacifica. And, you know, it probably shouldn't be done by the auditors, but sometimes it is done by the auditor. I mean, that does cost more than having it done in-house. The trouble is we don't have enough in-house people to do it. Our CFO left in August, and he was working a lot of then on getting the audits done. Well, the 990 for the previous year was filed in the summer, because I think the deadline is July. Does anybody remember exactly what the annual deadline for that is? And then the
the
990. Okay, which is the income tax, the annual income tax return. We're still. I'm sorry, I forgot what else you're asking, Jerry.
Well, it was just, I mean, that's a very specific charge.
The $50,000.
The woman, Lydia, claims that she's done it many times herself, and it should be from $5,000 to $10,000. At one point, she says $15,000, and she says regarding Lydia's Brazon's claim.
If you're going to hire somebody to do it, I'm not surprised that would be it. Because, I mean, think of your own tax return, and you were talking about an organization that has around a $12 million budget. And with, you know, seven divisions and, you know, the five stations and the PRA and the national office, there's just a lot to do. But it should be done in-house, but we don't have the staff. CFO left, resigned, and another person resigned shortly after that, and we still don't have no business manager at KPFK.
Ms. Cassanet?
I'm trying to put some clarification on other things said here. First of all, they really do not appreciate, I mean, these members that are well known, they are suing the foundation.
Okay, speak up.
And these members, the one that you are bringing, is well known. You can see, all of us know how many guys are there. I really refuse to answer to that person. But the problem that we have with the 990 is last year when we hired a CFO, and I was part of the committee that hired that CFO. We decide for a CPA because that was the idea. That would save us between $10,000 to $15,000, filling up the 990. Obviously, that person not only resigned, not only wasn't able to do the 990, more than that, now the person was encouraged to go and make again another complaint with the Attorney General in California.
Again?
Following the one that Bill and some of them did in 2014, we still in there. Obviously, it's not any resolution, but we keep encouraging members and employees and former employees to go and file complaints against the foundation. That most of the cases have been later on dismissed, like happened with New York, which most of the cases against the foundation are dismissed, but that costs tens of thousands of dollars. That is the reality, okay? The 990, that's the problem with the 990. Now we need to find the auditor to figure it out, because the CFO obviously wasn't able to do it on time. And, you know, it's like always in the foundation. The employees come, promise a bunch of things, and then later on they disappear. They are being encouraged to play political games and go one way or another, but it's costing the foundation a bunch of money. That is the problem. And the lip service, I didn't use for one or two or three individuals, but the one that you mentioned is very well known, to just a bunch of lies and a bunch of misinterpretation. Part that, you know, half lies, somebody told me that half truth are lies. Because means that the other half is a lie. It's a lie.
Well, we got a couple of questions
half
for you.
I sent one of these questions that are part lies and part, you're talking about Pacifica
and
exile with the dumb.
Yeah, I don't
know. Well, you say give credit for the credit. If you know the answer to this question, PNB members, give me an answer. Is it the same Tracy Rosenberg that filed with the FCC against the WBAI for not having telephone lines?
Yes.
Is the same Tracy
That's
Rosenberg that filed
yes.
and I can go on and go on and go on. Okay. Did you have a question?
No.
Go right ahead. It's your time.
Okay, Teresa, what's wrong?
Well, at point of order, I think if you're going to use lies, you ought to be real specific about what you feel the lie is.
Well, that's not a point of order, ma'am. That is not
a point of order.
That's not a point of order. Will you continue your presentation, please, without any acrimony or responding?
This is KPFT
LSB.
We should take care of our business. I understand that we explain what happened in the PMB, makes sense, but please do not use it to try to see if somebody else is responsible. Our problem in the foundation is no, most of the station are not paying. Okay? The whole invitation there for the members is do not pay. Let's see. And then, we are strangling the foundation. Yes, with lawsuits and not paying what we are supposed to be paying. And then we blame somebody else. Somebody's worse. No, we need to know why we are not doing. I don't know if you want to know anything.
We've got 2 minutes left in this segment.
The elections tool, we don't have it solved yet. We have really a bunch of improprieties, and the PMB is working. Some of us are working on that, and we don't have a result yet. But yes. Will not be like every year after year, every election the same improprieties will not happen this time.
So you're speaking on the election improprieties now?
Exactly.
Do any members have any questions regarding the election improprieties?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to know whether the election supervisor has been paid and whether she will be paid before she gives her final report.
National or Elliott? Which one?
National.
Sure, she will not. Nobody will be paid with that report unless that happens.
Is she currently up to date with and being paid for the work?
She will not be paid till she's produced that report. Everybody was paid till October 15 was the time that they were being paid. And nobody will receive the next check. Like happened before in KPFT, remember? We said 2012 elections.
Final check.
Was a very clear situation there. No, you don't have a report. Mm-hmm. You will not receive the last check.
No
well,
accidents.
Somebody forget and give the check to that person without the report. This time it's not happening.
Good.
All right. That expends time for the Pacific National Board.
Do I get any more time?
Huh?
Do I get any more time?
You had 5 minutes. I knew. Well, what I'm saying is that y'all generally extend, and I have to entertain a motion to extend, but it was 15 minutes. It's done.
I move that we extend 5 minutes.
Okay, 5 minutes. Any objections? Hearing none.
I object.
Uh-oh. State your objection, please.
Bill got his, 5 minutes to talk. I don't see why we should extend because the TV member wants to continue his report that he already gave.
Hearing any other objections?
I'd like to
any
speak.
Other objections? Okay, go ahead.
I would like it to be extended so I can ask a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to say, in the future, I would like to see a written report from the National Board members. Yes. I've given written reports for development.
Well, hey, I set that as a requirement, but I got off of it when y'all did. But those in favor of extending for 5 minutes, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Those opposed? Motion carries. 5 minutes. Go ahead, Mr. Ryan.
The audit report that you're talking about, which is almost...
You're talking to me?
I am. Well, both of you, actually. Okay. That is almost ready. if this gets ready and gets sent in, will that get us the CPB report or the CPB money, or is there another year after that has to be completed before we get the CPB money?
No, it won't get us because we're late for 2015. That's the one that's supposedly almost finished. This is why, for FY15, it finished in... That's the year that ended September 30th, 2015. FY16, which just ended last month, a little over a month ago, we should be started on that now also. And so I don't think we're going to get, until we can get current. Well, we have to be current, basically, before we can qualify for CPP funds.
I mean, how much more can he say? You get redundant after a while. Ma'am, would you take 1 minute to respond to the question like he did?
Well, the thing is, it's not the only thing that is stopping the CPP money.
Okay?
One is that, but it's a bunch of other things that are happening. And one of the problems that we have with the audits is that the stations are not sending the right information in the right time. Then nobody can invent an audit because the accounting is, everybody's asking why the national office is not doing, but the station are not funding, are not sending the money to have the personnel to do the job, and in the stations are not being done.
And to clarify, I missed one. I forgot 2015. I forgot what I said, but the 2014 was the one they're working on now. 2015 also needs to be done, and 2016 should be started about now.
Right. You kind of stepped on her minute, just so you know it. I've got 2 minutes left in this segment, so question, response?
Wait. Okay. I thought you were looking at me.
Okay. I was, but she hadn't spoken.
I guess my question is, other than the fiscal year reports, what else do we need to get back the CPP?
You want? Yeah, what is not it? Are a bunch of rules that should be followed. That is open meetings. It's a bunch of situations. For example, CAP. We know that we need to be really careful because CAP is one thing we know that the CPB will look this next year. They will look at what's going on with CAP because it's so important. And we have the same problem in our LSP. I mean, the rules, the people from the CAP is supposed to be there 3 years. All of you can check how long they are. You can do like that all that you want, Elizabeth.
Yeah. No, I'll do that all that I want. No, yeah, I talked to the CAP.
No, I can read you from the CPB, the requirement from CAP, and we don't have the meetings, we don't have the reports. When was the last time that we received a report from CAP? We need to at least be sure that from now on we are paying attention to those details because it's not only the CPB money. We need to comply with all the requirements.
If I may, go ahead.
And she's right, but she mentioned notice real briefly, but the problem with the notice is some of the stations weren't providing proper notice of their meetings. And CPB wants not just the date and time, but they need to know. The public has the right to know what the purpose of the meetings. That's the reason why draft agendas are supposed to be posted, or the equivalent. You can have a list of business items on there. And, you know, we've been falling way behind on that. It was originally just WBAI, I think, that had a problem with it, but we've been having a problem with that, too, as well as the on-air notices, which was the original thing that gave the attention, where we need to provide, I think, at least 3 on-air announcements every calendar quarter of our meetings.
We hadn't been doing that since I was on board since 2011.
We have.
I'd like to read into the record since you want to talk about CPB and the question was asked, and I don't feel like an adequate answer has been given as to what will be necessary, what is necessary for Pacifica, KPFT, and the other members to get in compliance. Here are some of the problems. As of June 19, 2013, a September 2012 audit of the CPB office and Inspector General found Pacific in violation of several criteria for receiving CSG payments. The foundation had overstated its non-financial. That's one complaint. We are filing this complaint with your office concerning prima facie violations of federal broadcasting laws by the Pacifica Foundation. This was filed by the Save Grassroots Radio Organization, sure, out of California. Request for proposals, Office of Inspector General, the one you filed. In other words, CPB's got all of this. And to dig ourselves out of this hole, it's not going to be 1 year. It's not going to be 2 years. We're going to have to show a track record that we've cleaned up the messes that we've been accused of doing. And they're the ones that some are citing that we are continually violating. So this CPB mess, that money ain't coming for a little while until we get our act together here locally and we get our act together nationally. Now, you can go and Google just like I did. Complaints against Pacifica. Yes. CPB is full of them in terms of investigations that CPB has done. on Pacifica, violations relative to this station in terms of losing its minority components and not having a remedy to address it after losing a certain portion of your minority existence. And then it saw that there was never anything in place to try to correct it and address it. So there are a number of things you can research for yourself and find out why we're in the morass that we're in with CPB.
KPFK actually lost theirs first individually, but Dwayne's right, then right now we're all of Pacifica needs to get fixed.
So if KPFT got completely clean,
we still won't get the money.
But we would look better, and we would be a classic example of not holding, weighting the foundation down, which is what we do when we're not doing what we're supposed to do. We're part of the problem.
If any of you want to, please keep your name and make a little comment. You want to probably comment?
Yes, please. We want the list so we'll know how to apportion the time. And then we're going to go into the special delegates meeting, which you're welcome to stay. It's nothing special. We'll be voting on some amendments that the National Board has sent down. So as we're putting that list together, could I see a show of hands of those of you who want to speak so I can have an idea how the 30 minutes is going to be apportioned? One, two, only two? I can't
trap him
and the rest of you go.
I think so. I don't.
All right. So if you choose to change your mind, you have up to 30 minutes to change your mind. So let's go ahead with the first person since it's only two. It's 7:59. I think we can go ahead and start. Okay. Who's first on the list?
You know, I don't know about everyone's political leanings here, but the events of yesterday were so beyond tragic by so many people. The only good thing I can say about KPFT is that we've been the progressive voice for 46 years, and people are eager, are dying for a voice. And I feel like there's never been a better time than right now to do some new programs with fundraising. You know, I'm not even talking about any specific one, but I feel like this is the time when the iron is hot, when people are outraged, when people are fearful of their government being taken over by a...
Could I put you on pause for
a moment?
Because the man who's supposed to be more effective to make these decisions is out of the room.
Okay.
Because we have absolutely no power. I've been told that over and over. If I could put that on pause for just a minute, because I think...
Somebody else talk about something else.
A good thing.
He has control.
Every station since yesterday, every station have a surge. People sending money and, you know, go there and contributing money just for the
restroom,
we are the only ones there.
Stu,
so,
you need a chair?
Do you want to be part of listener comment, Stuart?
Can I
do you want to be part of listener comment?
No, we have chairs here.
Okay, now you can proceed.
Stu, there's a seat right here.
Okay.
All right. Sir, that's a seat right there. If you want to repeat yourself, sir.
I think Kevin's gone, so.
Okay.